And good afternoon. Welcome to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, in with you. All right, so what we're doing is we are going to have a string of interviews that are going to follow today with nonprofits, many nonprofits in the area. And they're all connected to an effort that's underway because of the Thanksgiving, the Christmas parade that's not happening. And so what we did is we're working with Peoples, and they have graciously suggested some fabulous organizations to talk to and thought of some great ideas to be able to put forth towards the season to be able to celebrate the season. And so we're going to be talking about that with Mike Huar. He is the president of Peoples, and of course, Peoples, an essential utilities company. Mike's on the phone with me right now. Mike, how are you? Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tracy. Nice to be with you. Thank you.
It is nice to have you. And so it's kind of a bittersweet moment to talk with you because I hate to say that, of course, we didn't have the parade this year. And that's the negative part. But the positive of this is that you all have thought of such great ideas to go forward with this. So let's first talk about the parade. You've all been a part of the parade with us for, what, 8 or 9 years now?
Yeah, that's correct. Peoples has been involved with the Butler Christmas Parade for the past 8 years, and we're really pleased to continue that support for such a great event for the community. It's extremely unfortunate that the parade will not go on this year, but we're still excited to be part of Light Up the Season for the children with the Mrs. Claus Reading Corner and the elves filling Christmas wishes. That sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get into those here in just a minute. But the parade has always been a favorite. And what we've always appreciated is you being a part of this with your lighted floats. Because when we took it over quite a few years ago now with the Butler radio stations, we had everybody put lights on their floats. How exciting was that whenever you were a part of that to bring a lighted float?
So we're extremely disappointed in that point. Our employees just really enjoyed the float. We, as you mentioned, we've been a part of that for 9 years. And the camaraderie, just being able to be part of the parade and being in the community was so exciting for our employees. We want to be visible. We want people to know that Peoples and Essential is there for them and supporting the community. So it's a different time. I think we all understand that. But it's disheartening at the same time. But we're focused on the great parts about the new program and Light Up the Season and how we'll be able to just be different this year. And it'll still be fun.
So talk about the mission or the idea behind Light Up the Season.
So Light Up the Season was presented by Peoples and created in lieu of the parade to support local nonprofits that help children in the Butler community. The Light Up the Season, as I understand it, kicks off here the week of November 30. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, and it comes so quickly. The season comes so quickly. And so to think of this at the last minute, I just applaud all of you for being able to bring this up. So let's kind of pick it apart a little bit. One element of this is going to be Mrs. Claus. And if you come to ButlerRadio.com, of course, our news section of our Butler Radio Network, you're going to see a page that's going to be with Mrs. Claus in a corner. How fun is it that Mrs. Claus is going to have a reading corner for kids to be able to connect with her in that way?
It sounds like that's going to be a great opportunity for the children. I know having children of my own, it's such an exciting time to have the opportunity for Mrs. Claus to tell a story. Obviously so close to Santa. She can always bring those requests to Santa Claus firsthand. It's going to be great for the children. I'm sure they're going to be so excited to be able to log on to the website and have a story read by Mrs. Claus. That seems like it's going to be so fun.
And I'm glad that you mentioned reading a story because I think a main theme of the entire effort here is about literacy and reading stories and having kids read stories. I know we all kind of live online these days, but it's nice to have a book in our hands. And I know Mrs. Claus will be reading Christmas stories. Can you talk about the effort to promote literacy and books that's a part of this effort this year?
You know, I can. Peoples has been involved in a literacy effort for quite some time. We'll be donating books to the Salvation Army, Toys for Tots, the Butler County Children and Youth Group, and some others, to just name a few. at people's and our connection to the community, we understand education literacy as being a primary concern, and we look hard, we look for opportunities to support that in the community.
I always find it interesting and intriguing when you read a book because it really captures your imagination. I mean, any book, adults or kids, when you're reading, you in a sense have this movie going on in your head of how you're seeing this play out instead of having it play out for you. Your thoughts when it comes to reading a book versus, you know, watching a movie or watching a TV show?
Well, I think it's true that we live in a time we're electronic devices, and it's easy to download and kind of disconnect. But I will say to you that the skill of reading and the imagination that it creates for you as an individual to teach young children the ability to read is a life skill that they'll use forever. And it's so needed as we go through our lives. It's something that we can't let go away, right? And that skill, that opportunity is so important for young children to be able to master. And I think it goes without saying, to the extent that children learn to read better, they're just going to have better opportunities in their lives.
Right. Mike, you are with us, president of Peoples, an essential utilities company. Of course, they've been a part of our parade and festivities for quite some time now, and so we wanted to reconnect with them as we're getting into the season. And in lieu of the parade, there is this light-up season effort for Butler County children. And so we're still trying to collaborate and connect with kids during this time, even though this time looks completely different. One of the things that I mentioned at the beginning of our segment here, Mike, is that there are going to be a slew of interviews that follow this in the next coming days, and that's with a lot of different organizations. So can you talk about your connection or your affiliation with a lot of these nonprofits that you're trying to help?
I can. You know, supporting nonprofits like the Butler County Children and Youth, the YMCA Reach and Rise program, and the Lighthouse Foundation, you know, just to name a few of those, Tracy, we really tightly align with our mission to support the communities that we serve. We appreciate that opportunity to be really part of such a great program and support those organizations.
How important is it to support nonprofits, especially this time of year, but this year alone, because it has been a year that no one ever really foresaw, and we are now at the holidays, which it's going to look different.
I understand your question, and it's been such a difficult year. I think that's common in our conversation. There are so many families in need, whether they have been impacted by the pandemic or not. And Peoples wants to be a company that is seen as giving back to the communities. Now with our foundation through Essential Utilities, we have a tremendous responsibility. We continue to fulfill those responsibilities. So whether that's in nonprofits across the country, across the communities that we serve, you know, or in fact, it's getting help to pay your gas bill and maintain the service that you currently have to maintain safe and reliable service through the winter season, to be able to stay in your home, to be safe and comfortable. That's a primary responsibility that we take very seriously. And it's our responsibility to be visible. We want to be out in the community. We want folks and customers and communities to see that we're there for them. And as I mentioned, we don't take that responsibility lightly.
Mike, I want to move a little bit in that direction about your company. We'll come back to the light up the season for Butler County Children here in a moment. But I want to ask about Peoples and how you all have been as a company this past year. Have you struggled as many companies have, or have you put more people on the payroll to help those that are in need? I mean, can you talk a little bit about your year?
I can. The gas business, it's an essential service. We're required to be in the community every day, and we have been at work every day through the pandemic. It's our responsibility to serve customers. Again, the safety component and the reliability of our service is so critical to the customers that we serve. So we have been at work every day. We're not only doing the routine work that we would normally do, but we continue to replace and repair infrastructure. And our employees are so focused on the safety component of our product, our impact on the environment, the positive impact on the environment, And there's a very keen understanding that our customers are going through difficult times. And when you speak to our employees, it's very evident that they understand the roles that we have in the community. We understand that we need to be at work every day to provide that safe and reliable service to our customers. And we also want to make ourselves available for customers that outreach to us and that need help, that we can support those. So, in fact, customers can always look to call us and work through the process of getting help in these very difficult times.
Do you see an increase in needs, regardless of the pandemic, each year consistently during the winter time? I think of you, of course, whenever we need the heat in homes, but I'm sure you see different elements of your business and the needs that are out there. So again, during the winter time in any year, does the need increase?
You know, it does, and there are local programs, there are federal programs that are available to customers. We promote those programs and make those available to customers. You know, the primary concern is that customers reach out early. They have the discussion with the company about their concerns and allow us to help them to find the help that they need.
Do you have any kind of payment plan, or do people have to pay just the bill that comes in that month?
There are several programs that are actually available to our customers. There's a customer assistance program that they can have a conversation with our employees about joining. There are LIHEAP and crisis grants available to our customers. There's the budget payment plan. And there's also the opportunity to create a payment arrangement with the company if, in fact, you are struggling to meet your daily, weekly, monthly financial responsibilities. We're here to help.
Mike, I want to ask you about the acquisition recently. Peoples was acquired by Essentials Utility, formerly Aqua America. We still call you Peoples.
You will. You'll always call us Peoples Gas. We are now part of Essential Utilities. That acquisition from Essential purchasing Peoples closed in March of 2020, right around the time that the pandemic became so much more difficult for our workers, for our employees, and really our communities. But we've continued, and Essential has been such a strong partner. The creation of the Essential Foundation is really the genesis of these dollars that are going to be coming back into the community. And Essential has been a fantastic partner with us in supporting the communities we serve.
What's the goal now that the acquisition is done? I have a note here in front of me that it was to create a regulated water, wastewater, and gas utility company. But what does that mean to us?
The prior role of Aqua America, which is another subsidiary owned by Essential, is a water and wastewater company. Essential was created with the purchase of Peoples Gas, and now we are a best-in-class water, wastewater, natural gas energy provider for the communities that we serve.
Mike, let me get back to the holidays, because I know that's what we wanted to connect with you on and promote the fact that we, of course, all know that the parade didn't happen this year, but the Light Up the Season for Butler County Children is taking over that effort to still connect with the community and children. And I'm sure, folks, down the road, as we get into this, you're going to see some Christmas wishes. So you might see some elves performing some good deeds presented by Peoples and filling some Christmas wishes, and more on that to come. But don't be surprised if that comes around as well, and you start hearing us on the radio stations talk about that. So, Mike, I'm just looking towards the future. A request from me, when we get back to the floats and the parades in the future and a lighted parade, can we get a waterfall? Can you create a waterfall, a lighted waterfall? Wouldn't that be great?
That's a fantastic idea. I'm going to have to take that one back to the design and engineering team. It
Good.
Sounds like that's going to take much more thought than I might be able to provide. It's a great idea, Tracy.
Well, you have a couple years, right, or a year or so, so you can start working on that. That'd be great. But, of course, again, this is an effort all brought to you by Peoples, and they have been a part of our parade and our holidays for 8-9 years now, and they've always had a float in the parade, so that's why I'm joking about having a waterfall. But it could be done, right, Mike? I mean, your engineers are good.
Absolutely. Anything can be done, Tracy.
Right, especially with a lighted up parade. So we'll hopefully return to the lighted parade next year, but we'll just go through the year and see how we're doing. But for this year, again, don't forget about on Butler Radio, you're going to find a spot for, or a page to be official with the language, but a page that's going to be where Mrs. Claus is going to have the reading corner, the elves filling out those Christmas wishes, and you're going to have a page on our website where you get to hear all of the different interviews that we're going to be doing with the many nonprofits. Now, yes, you can hear those here on the radio. Those will be happening at this same time slot over the next few days and maybe even into next week, because we wanted to pick a good 10 of them or so and help them out. And so, Mike, before I let you go, I just wanted to get your thoughts again on the importance of connecting with these nonprofits, because we'll be talking to the nonprofits about their own organizations. But just this time of year where nonprofits are so important.
It has been such a difficult year. I think everybody realizes that. And nonprofits in this region have been so essential to providing the services and the help that our residents, our friends, our neighbors need. And it takes companies like Peoples, like Essential, to be that bedrock of support so that the nonprofits can do the great work that they do. We're excited to be involved. We understand it's been a difficult year, but it's still the Christmas and holiday season, and we're excited to support it.
Well, Mike, I thank you on behalf of Butler Radio, on behalf of the community, on being a part of our season and our holidays and our parades in the past many years. And I thank you for what you're doing this year to still stay connected with the community and especially have an emphasis on literacy and books for kids. So, again, you will be donating some books to different organizations. We want to make sure that's highlighted as well. And kids can get out there and read and listen to Mrs. Claus read A Christmas Story or two. So thank you for all that you have done. Any final thoughts you want to share with us before we leave?
Tracy, I would just say thank you. We're so honored at Peoples and Essential to be involved, and we really would ask that folks take advantage of this wonderful program. Literacy, as we've discussed, is so important for our children. Our ability to enhance their reading skills and their life skills is a great opportunity. And really, to everyone, enjoy the holiday season.
Light Up the Season kicks off the week of November 30th. Mike Huar, president of Peoples, an essential utilities company. Mike, thank you so much for your time, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Tracy, and same to you.